WWIB. It is a Friday. It's 58 degrees. And welcome to the best 5 minutes of the day. It's all downhill from here. Dr. Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. Well, some fun. Let's see. First of all, I know your cell phone number. I have it committed to memory, but I am 56 years old, and sometimes the memory starts to slip where you find a pothole in it. And this morning I was like, is it the, okay, let's see, not the last two digits. Those are the same number. We're not going to give your cell phone. But then, yeah, so instead of, okay, I'll put it this way. Yeah, I was off the digits, the third to last digit. And so I rang somebody else's cell phone three times this morning, and I was just like, no, double check. All right, good to have you
awesome.
On.
Awesome. I know a doctor who specializes in memory, you know, if that ever becomes an issue.
Okay, well, it still is good in a lot of ways. I know people's birthdays and anniversaries. And
you have a remarkable gift for remembering facts of things, much better than most people I know.
No, yeah. You know, as a kid, it went. A lot of it was occupied by sports statistics and batting averages and things. And now, yeah, Bible verses and quotes. But one of our questions this morning for the listeners, just kind of a fun one, is we came across this yesterday. Caleb Hillary and I, is that new data reveals that the average U.S. car is about 12 years old.
Hmm.
So, what are the years of your vehicles?
Our minivan is 14 years old, and my truck is 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we have never bought a brand new vehicle.
I hear you. Above average or not. Let's see. We just got our fourth Honda in our house as Grace, our 17-year-old daughter Grace, buying her first car last night.
Woo!
We have Hondas that are proceed from 2001, 2003, 2005, and 2007. So there you go.
Very nice. Yeah.
So
you're above average.
Yeah, right. All of them as old as anywhere from 13 to 19-year-old Hondas. So I don't know. Now, Dawson just got his license, so the question is, like, I don't know. Is he going to get the newest or probably not? I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
That's it. All right. Well, I was thinking maybe this morning a devotion would be good.
Sure.
So, any word?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, we're still in John 14 this morning, so we're in verse 18, which says, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. One of my favorite verses. So I wrote, to be an orphan is to be vulnerable. An orphaned child is at risk for not receiving physical needs such as food and shelter, but just as importantly, relational and attachment needs. When an infant loses her primary caregiver, she will lack basic necessities such as food, water, and shelter, unless another caregiver steps in quickly. Because she cannot care for her own basic needs, she will die without a caregiver. Yet the risk of relational loss is also catastrophic. Humans are first and foremost relational. We exist for relationships with God and others. In fact, we cannot know ourselves if we do not know who we are in relationship. Jesus told his disciples, I will not leave you as orphans. He knew that they needed him. They would be able to provide for themselves physically, but without their connection to him, they would be left relationally hollow. When we fail to believe in God's never-ending love, we fear becoming too much for God, afraid that eventually he will say, you disgust me, away with you. But God is always present to us, and he will never leave us alone.
So what do you think about as you read the words that you wrote about that maybe sometime in the recent past?
Well, you know, I think of there's a constant, not a constant, it's less and less often, but one of the things I've battled for a long time is, boy, I'm a mess.
Mm.
How could God approve of me?
Mm.
And I think, you know, you've been a big champion for Tellian Chavijan's writings. And, you know, I think one of the things that he hammers over and over and over again is our belovedness before God, that it's not us. It's God who initiates and sustains love.
Mm-hmm. Boy, some of his, the idea of one way love or Jesus plus nothing equals everything. I mean, it's so important to latch onto. And Larry Crabb saying, I'm a mess and so are you. And again, so for sometimes as Christians, maybe we go, well, hold it. you know, how God sees you may not, he sees us perfect in Christ. You know, there's this, I could get out the song Flawless from Mercy Me, but we'll get that after six this morning. But I mean, the fact is that in terms of in the sanctification, when you see a woodworker's shop and he's busy at work, or you see, how about road construction? You know, we're in that time of the year. It's pretty messy, but I think of Philippians 1:6, like we're not completed yet. And so it's in that sense, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm in the process of writing a book chapter with a theologian from California, and our task is to write about this importance of justification by faith, which is what we're talking about, and how it applies to soul care. And one of the tasks that I'm wrestling with is, how do we get people to move that message from their head to their heart? And I haven't figured that out yet for a lot of people.
Hey, that's excellent. Hey, one quick closing here, Jason. I mean, you've been to some of our Teamwork Africa anniversary celebrations. That's the featured nonprofit for our third picnic in the parking lot today, 11:30 to 6. We'll have brew pub, lots of matzo pizza, delicious Olson's ice cream, and TA is going to benefit their work in Liberia. I mean, you endorse this organization. You've seen it. You know the folks who run it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to be out there today?
I hope to be. I've got to get a brake job done on my car at 11, but hopefully probably the latter part of the day when we close things down later this afternoon. So.
All right. Good. I will try to make my way over there.
That'd be great. Thank you. All right. Jason Kanz, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB.
So many of you know that within the last couple of few weeks, we got a Roku stick for our TV. We got Netflix and stuff. Well, my husband made the discovery that there's a YouTube app on there. Like, you can just go and search for YouTube videos.
Really handy.
Really handy. So I walk into the living room yesterday evening, and he's so excited because there's a sporting event that he's been wanting to see on YouTube.
Judging by your tone, I'm guessing it wasn't the Jazz against
the
Pelicans.
Seriously? Yeah. So, and he makes me sit and watch it. He's so excited. Okay, here's the thing with my husband. He does not dabble well, okay? He does not just dabble in something. His latest dabble, frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf.
Really?
Disc golf, yes. Okay. The man has enjoyed playing disc golf on occasion for the last, you know, couple years, whatever.
There's some great courses around here.
There really are. And now with the onset of COVID, he has become entrenched in frisbee golf. Okay, so a couple years ago at a thrift sale.
Watching it or playing it?
I thought this was just a watching thing or just a playing thing.
Okay.
Apparently now it's a watching thing.
Yes.
Okay, so a couple years ago, I got a portable tee for disc golf at a thrift sale. He has started doing drills in the yard.
Nice.
So that he can improve his game. He's becoming a really great putter. So
that's the hardest part.
I go into the living room and he's like, watch this with me. I'm like, seriously? He made me watch pro disc golfing. Pro disc golfing! And apparently, even during COVID, did you know they're playing pro disc golf?
I did not.
This was the Great Lakes Classic. So it took place in Michigan. There was a guy there from Germany and all of
I didn't know you could turn pro in disc golf.
Yes! Apparently you can. And I got to watch some of it. Yeah. So, pro disc golfing. No.
You're going to be a fan alongside. No.
So in regular golf, Jim Nantz is like, and he approaches the tee. And, you know, like, is that how they commentate on disc golf? Or are they just a little bit more?
It's kind of the
hipster-y.
B team for the commentators. Okay. I was like, wow, Caleb and I could do it really good. And Mark and I could, you know. Yeah, we could bring it. I think that should be something we start broadcasting on the stage.
I had no idea this was a real sport. And I had no
either.
Idea it was televised. So
It is on YouTube. You can go and watch it. This was just the one from July 26th. That was the meet that we,
Because I don't watch enough sports.
I'm like,
add
really,
that to
no,
the list.
We can't do this. It's not okay.
Frisbee golf.
I have disc golf discs like sitting under the driver's seat of my car. I need to go again. It's been a while.
Dean will go with you.
All right.
WWIB, we better get to it. Here we go.
It's that time of week once again. It has flown by for us and for you. And so we bring you as a public service all of the things you may have missed during the week, and we call it headlines. Here we go.
As the news director, I guess I get to go first, usually. We told you about this last week. A Jamaican lottery winner showed up to claim his $95 million dressed as Darth Vader.
Suddenly, everyone wants this guy to be their father.
A study finds that first-time dads gain an average of 4.4 pounds.
Yeah, it's the cargo short pockets full of Binkies, the Goldfish crackers, and the caffeine pills.
The last month, most important. 54 years young Mike Tyson will return to the boxing ring for an 8-round exhibition fight.
Yeah, in between each round, there'll be 20 minutes allowed for napping.
Smart.
What? Senior boxing, I guess. Oh, yeah. And a study found that boa constrictors and anacondas don't kill their victims by squeezing the air out of them, as we thought, but by cutting off their blood flow. Well, that changes everything. I think we owe him an apology.
Still icky.
Maybe, yeah. BMW's 2021 X7 SUV will come in a limited edition model called Dark Shadow. It will cost over $120,000.
Which is going to cast a dark shadow on my kids' college fund.
Mm-hmm.
True. Hey, according to a study conducted at Case Western Reserve Medical School in Cleveland, Ohio, older people who exercise their brains are less likely to lose their memory.
Yeah, the bad news is that the more they improve their memories, the harder it is for them to forget that they're still living in Cleveland.
Ooh.
Cleveland joke. Still, even though they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. Mark, here, the CEOs of Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook, they all face questions from lawmakers on Wednesday.
The most common question from members of Congress, what's my password?
Truth. New data reveals that the average U.S. car is 11.9 years old. Yeah, the study found that we prefer to get rid of cars during the 12th year before they reach those difficult teen rebellious years.
Smart. Mm. The typical household has 217 arguments each year about doing the dishes.
Yeah, not in my house. That's why we got a dog.
Smart.
And finally, Wisconsin is the latest state to require masks. Yes, dairy cows, that includes you.
Nice.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise?
Are you familiar with this song?
I do believe so, and I have not heard it for a long time.
Nash Rambler was following
when I hear about
me
old cars. I just, it comes to mind, the little Nash Ramblers. You probably don't remember Nash Ramblers, do you?
No.
Oh, what about a good old Pinto?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, not, okay, I remember Pintos because of the warnings about, like, things that happen when they get rear-ended. So that's why.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. But I have heard this song, and I love, you know, vintage cars. I love seeing them.
Yes.
And our question of the day today on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, we'd love your feedback. And also text or call 715-396-1670. We found out that the average U.S. vehicle is just about 12 years old, 11.9 years old. So we want to know, what year is your vehicle? How many miles are on it? So we have everything from a buddy of mine I went to college with, who's in Pennsylvania now, who says he have a 2020 with 435 miles.
And
that's
good
kind of
for
the,
you
know, that's the other side of the spectrum. Ooh,
good
fancy. But we want to know what's the true average. So we've got that all the way to folks who called in with vehicles that are over 300,000 miles going strong.
Right.
Now, what do you have right now? Two vehicles in your household
right now? We have two vehicles. We have a 2008 and we have a 2010. And I'm trying to remember. I know both of them are well over 100,000 miles. I know that. But I don't remember their exact mileage. You'd have to ask my spouse.
So our new car is our Mazda 3. That's a 2012.
Yes.
It's 8.
Yes.
Has about 130,000 miles or so on it.
Perfect.
And then we have our 160,000 miles Dodge Caravan. It is a 2002. It is 18
nice.
Years old, and I'm ready for it to move out.
It's ready to vote.
Yes.
It can vote. So, yeah, it's been interesting. Noah has a 2010 with 157,000 miles on it. I also happen to know that Noah has a really, really cool classic car. I don't know
all
what
right.
kind of car that is, but he drove it to church one day, and I was like, dude, it's a really cool car.
Again, what's the age of your car? How many miles are on it? Joe has a 2005, 2004, and a 2000, ranging from 159 to 188,000 miles. Emily has a 16-year-old car, but only 104,000 miles
not bad.
On it.
Yeah.
Right on.
Very good. Mr. Steve, I'm impressed with this one. He has a 1998 that has 320,000
yeah, that's
miles
the truck.
On it.
That's his truck Ooh. That I talked about, which, again, he gets a lot of use out of.
That's
not an
amazing.
Everyday back and forther, but
wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think that the national average is pretty spot on.
I think so, too. Yeah. I mean, all the way from Crystal, who has a 2017 and 2014 with 50 and 43,000 miles, to John, who says 15 years old, 121,000 miles, is all, says it runs like a champ.
There you go.
What's yours?
We would love to know.
Time for the best of the week from the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
I'm tired of walking around. Oh, ooby-doo. I want to be like you. Hop-dee-ooby-doo-bop. I want to walk like you. Cheep. Talk like you. Choo-choo. Weepy-dee-bee-doo. You see it's true.
A crazy story I came across over the weekend. Headline, these monkeys were once revered. Now they're taking over in central Thailand.
At 56 years old, I'm by far the senior member of the trifecta that makes up the morning show. So you'd expect that I'd be the one who'd complain about aging and aches and pains, and you would be wrong.
There are just so many ways we can injure ourselves, and I feel like they become almost more prevalent. It's like when you're toddlers.
Yes.
Things happen all the time. And then when you start reaching, you know, that threshold of middle age, then everything hurts inexplicably.
Pretty much. Everything hurts and you're always tired. That's where I'm at today. Yay!
The crab-eating macaws, a Southeast Asian species of monkey with piercing eyes and curious natures, have spilled out of the temples where they were once revered and taken over the heart of this old town.
Oh, wow. No.
Their growing population, at least 8,400 of them in the area, with most concentrated in a few city blocks, has decimated parts of the local Lopburi economy.
Oh, no.
With territorial troops of macaws roaming the neighborhood, dozens of businesses, including a music school, gold shop, barber, cell phone store, and movie theater, have been forced to close in recent years.
The thing about Caleb and Hillary, though, is that, I mean, they may work in radio, a somewhat sedentary job, but they truly are in tip-top shape. I mean, 33-year-old Caleb, 42-year-old Hillary, I mean, they are almost like world-class athletes.
Have you ever hurt yourself getting dressed?
Yes.
You know, go ahead.
Well, I have some pairs of socks that are tighter than others.
Yes.
And, like, trying to hop around and get, because it's like, I could just sit down to put on the socks, but
no,
it's like, I got to put them on standing up.
Use
and
your
so,
balance.
Yes, I have lost my balance and stumbled into things.
I find as I get older that it's more of a regular occurrence where I'm doing something average that I never thought would hurt me, and suddenly I was like, how did I pull a muscle?
One, that's the, I mean, pulled honestly, like, as a teenager, it's like, I could fall skiing at Christie Mountain, like, take
yes.
some big falls and be up the next day ready to do it again. Now it's like, I look the wrong direction for too long or try and
yes.
twist my head, you know, backing up in the car, and it's like, can't move for a week.
Or I'm putting, like, my pants or socks on and you fall over. Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
I
a good time.
I thought these things just happened in cartoons.
Now, here's one thing that's kind of interesting they tried. They tried stuffed animals, like stuffed animals of, like, alligators
sure.
and other animals. And for a couple months, that worked.
Oh.
Until the monkeys realized, these aren't real. And they proceeded on with their mischief.
The one thing about my coworkers is that they are incredibly bright. I mean, they are the sharpest blade in the drawer.
My wife and I got married in 2014. 2013 is when we were getting to know each other when we were dating. We went to Mycon Cinemas.
Nice.
We wanted to see a movie that came out in 2013 with Matt Damon. I like Matt Damon.
Yeah,
he's great in The Martian. Lots of different things. Well, he had a movie called Elysium. I don't remember if I ever actually saw that movie, but I did not see that movie that day because we purchased tickets for Elysium with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Like him. Good actor.
Yeah.
We turned left instead of right. We went into the wrong theater. And you've probably already guessed it. You're way ahead of me. We went in and accidentally saw Mortal Instruments City of Bones. Now, here's the thing. I've told you how ridiculous this movie is. It took us a good 30 to 40, maybe 45 minutes to figure out that we were in the wrong movie because it's
nice.
Like, why are they fighting weird demons with swords? And why has Matt Damon not appeared yet 30 minutes into his own movie?
Well, nothing like that would ever happen to Hillary, though.
You know, I went to a movie with a friend years ago. We were going to see a comedy just for a mom's night out kind of thing. And we were running late, and we thought, well, we're going to miss the previews. It's okay. We'll still be there in plenty of time. So we go running in, and we go into this theater, and we sit down. And it was, like, the right actors and actresses, but it just, like, we missed the previews, we missed the opening credits, and we sat down, and
previews
we're enjoying it. And I was like, oh, like, we must have missed a lot of character development in those first couple minutes, because I almost already feel lost here, but whatevs. Stuck with it. 25 minutes later, the movie ends. Here, it was showing on multiple screens, and we walked into the wrong screen.
In
we
the
saw
middle?
The end of the movie. missed the first three quarters of the movie. It ain't lost until mama can't find it at our house. Like, that's the saying. It ain't lost until mama can't find it. I messaged my husband this morning when I got here. I'm like, dude, I couldn't find my gray sandals anywhere. He messages me back within 10 seconds a picture and says, after a brief but intense search, yeah, he found my sandals.
Local wildlife officials have begun sterilizing the monkeys en masse to control their numbers. More than 300 underwent the surgery last month. 200 more will be sterilized next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Clamping down.
Hello, 2020.
Yes. I know.
Let's skip the murder hornets and the strawberry soda guzzling monkeys. That would be just fine. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.